Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, this morning is the USDA supply and demand report. Of course, you get down to the brass tacks, bottom line on any market, supply and demand is the basis for that. We've seen a lot of pre-estimates all over the place. How did we end up?
As far as old crop ending stocks, we saw the corn come in below what the June trade was looking for, but above what the estimates were from the trade. We also saw soybeans come in above what we saw the trade looking for and below what we saw last month. Now, in the new crop, we saw the corn come in once again above what the trade was looking for, but below last month. Soybeans also came in above what the trade was looking for, but unchanged from June. And the wheat market, they're not going to get very good news this morning, as we saw almost 1.1 billion bushels of ending stocks on the new crop wheat, well above what the trade was looking for and well above what we saw in June. Now, all wheat production all came in above what we was looking for, as we're looking at all wheat now at over 2.2 billion bushels. All winter wheat over 1.5 billion and hard red winter over a billion bushels. We also saw the Kansas wheat crop increase from 352.6 million up to 369 million. And the world wheat did come down lower as expected, but only by 7 million metric tons. Well, not a very friendly picture for the wheat and not as robust to the upside as what they thought might see for the corn and the soybeans. We are seeing mixed calls this morning at the moment, but most are looking for downside in the market, considering the upside we've seen over the week. If they really want to see profit taking hit the market today, it could be a lot more downside than what the early calls are looking for.